This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're on Saturday Magazine with Fiona and Macca. Good morning, everyone. So our next guest is Feifei Liao, who is talking to us about, amongst other things, the Hay Grants, which is a fantastic grant program that we talk about regularly on the program. Feifei is the founder of an organization, of a number of organizations, quite an entrepreneur. But in this particular case, we're talking about Co-Inventors, which is an independent organization that works with multicultural communities, service providers and advocates to co-design, collaborate and deliver strength-based culturally responsive projects to migrant communities through creative storytelling. Welcome to the program, Feifei.
Thank you for inviting me here.
No worries at all. Tell us a little bit more about Co-Inventors, how Co-Inventors came into being.
Yeah, it was quite interesting when we brainstormed about the name even, because I think, especially in the young youth service space, and we talk a lot about how we can empower more young people to participate in programs and communities and also, you know, different opportunities across Victoria. And also to integrate both international and also local communities together. And I think co-design became such a buzzword.
It is, certainly.
That's right. But we don't want to call us just a co-design. And we really want to bring the innovation into the space as well. We do a lot of storytelling, training for young people. So we think, what about co-invent? You know, it's like innovating the way we do things. But we need to collaborate with young people in the space, not just young people, but with everyone, all the stakeholders in the place. So we think, co-inventors. We particularly put the S as well. So it's not just one, it's many. So we came with this idea to have co-inventors to really to see how we can become the conduit to bring people together to co-design and co-produce programs to support communities, including this one, Voices of Us project as well.
Right. So actually, I would love it if you could tell us more about the Voices of Us project, because I will post on our social media. There is an event actually happening on October the 11th. So I'm going to post where people can go and get tickets at the library in Docklands. Tell us a little bit more about Voices of Us.
Yeah, absolutely. So Voices of Us, that's a program we co-designed with some young people and also some experts in the LGBTQIA+ community. And we talk about the topics that they would like to talk about and also to listen to. We wanted to find what's missing in the space, really. Because me, I'm a former international student. I'm also part of the LGBTQIA+ community. I've been watching so many movies, you know, trying to find my tribe and more stories about queer stories. I guess all of us want more queer stories in our life, right? So I always find the stereotyped voices and stories, characters on the screen. And also in my real life, I don't particularly find I'm connected to the queer community. And I was like, why there's no place? To be honest, I've been waiting for something to happen, the magic to happen in life that I can be part of. Unfortunately, I don't think there's a really inclusive and diverse, equal space for queer international students to be part of. When we talk about multicultural, it also comes to a lot of different categories. And somehow international students are often overlooked. I mention about international students, people relate to multicultural. But if I don't mention about it, somehow it's missing in the picture. So I guess I've been waited enough. And I think, why don't I start to build a place for queer international students to come to share their stories and also to make others feel that there's a place they can connect with as well. So that's why we produce these Voices of Us podcast series to share very diverse stories that people don't usually hear.
That does sound like a fantastic initiative, because I guess there's quite a lot of international students that would come from countries where speaking about their about being queer is something that they're not used to doing, and the communities aren't there. So building an environment where people can go attend, listen, participate, I think is fantastic. And with the increasing number of students, of course, coming back to That's Melbourne right. and to Australia, we're certainly going to see new people and coming in, and they want to be participate. They want to participate in what we have to offer here, particularly in Melbourne. With the Voices, I mean, the Voices of Us, that'll be largely around students based in Melbourne, I can imagine. But will you be able to incorporate other students from around Australia?
Yeah, well, I would say if there's a scope, because we do receive a lot of interest from people who want to share. And as we are recording the podcast, we also find there's a huge interest from, you know, not just from Melbourne-based people as well, but also people overseas. Actually, one of our audio engineer supporter is also overseas and wanted to share the stories overseas as well. So it's not just, you know, Melbourne-based, but it's, I think many people wanted to share and listen to the stories, but haven't got a platform. That's also why we want to start.
Now, tell me about the Hay Grants, which is, of course, run by the Youth Affairs Council of Victoria, and, you know, they do a fantastic job. How did getting access to the Hay Grants help your organization?
Yeah, I think first of all, obviously, money. Because, you know, without financial support, you know, all the human resources we need to support wouldn't be possible. So first of all, money, you got money. It's not a huge amount, but I think 10K for one recipient is good enough to initiate something. For some initiative to support the LGBTQIA plus community. And also the Hay Grant is not just a grant, but also provide the visibility. And when I talk about visibility, it's not just about exposing. It is about the visibility of the LGBTQIA plus international students, for example, of which is often missing in the picture. So this is a great platform that the queer community come together to also see what are the stories, who are the people in the community. So you start to collect a lot of interest and also collaborator, supporter to support the project, you know, before we started. And also the project has been running now. We started to receive huge support, and especially City of Melbourne Libraries have been huge support, AGMC, RMIT, Translation and Interpretation Discipline also started to support, and now talking to you also provides another visibility. Yeah. So we can also gain more network and resources to support the community as well.
So I would like listeners to be aware of the fact that the 2022 Hay Grants Round 12 are closing on Tuesday, October the 4th. You can go to yacvic.org.au/Hay to apply. Feifei, you would encourage any interesting organisations to get on board, because they have Hay Grants have provided up to $1.6 million of funding in the last 11 years to 123 LGBTIQA plus organisations, youth organisations, youth only. Olders don't need to apply. So thank you, Feifei. We really appreciate you coming on and giving us some more information about co-inventors, not only for those people that might want to go to attend the event, which is on October the 11th, but also about the marvellous Hay Grants.
Yeah, Absolutely. Actually, this is already the second round of us receiving it. So really highly recommend people to apply and to start your dream.
Excellent. That's beautiful. Thanks, Feifei. Really appreciate it. And you have a great weekend.
Thank you. You too. Thank you for having me here today.
We're on Saturday Magazine, Joy 94.9, Macca and Fiona.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.